So, I want to share with you what I said I'm going to share yesterday. That's the ABC of faith. Where A stands for agree, B stands for believe, and C stands for confess. Now, Amos chapter 3 verse 3, I'm going to start with agree. And by agree, we mean to agree with God. The Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? So, you must agree with God. Like I was saying earlier, that faith does not begin without you knowing the will of God and choosing the will of God. Where God has said something and you accept it as final truth. Are we together? You accept what God has said as final truth. Let God alone be true. Let everything be a lie. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 4. So, whatever God has said in his word, faith says, I agree. Can you say after me, I agree?
I agree.
When you discover the will of God and align with it, this is called faith. So now, let me answer Michael's question in this sense of Jesus said, if you have his feet as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain. Or better still, should we look at it? Matthew 17. Verse 19, it says, then came the disciples to him. Now, what happened initially was that they brought a demon-possessed boy to his disciples, and the disciples did not cast him out.
I receive strength in Jesus' name.
It's not on me that talking is work. Amen. And then he says in verse 17, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain. Now, do you realize that? He did not say, you shall say unto any mountain. You will say unto this mountain. What was the mountain that they were confronting? The demon. Are you getting me? So, he has already told us that he has planned for us to cast out devils. So it is part of his plan. It's not just any mountain you see. You just say, I say to you. If you just say unto this mountain. So this demonic mountain. Remove hands and go to another place and it shall be removed. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. I'm going to come to that later. The place of prayer and fasting in faith. Some of you have heard statements like this, that praying does not give you faith. Have you heard that before? Who has heard that before? That is not prayer that gives you faith. There's a slight error inside that. Yes, there's a slight error inside that. And we'll treat it later today. But let me emphasize what I'm supposed to emphasize before 11:40 so that we can have some time to rest. So, whatever God has said in his word, faith says, I agree. And when you discover the will of God and align with it, it is called faith. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 11 from verse 4 to verse 6. We have read Amos 3 verse 3, right? Can two walk together except they be agreed, right? So Hebrews 11 verse 4 says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now, how did Abel offer unto God a more excellent sacrifice? If you remember the story in Genesis chapter 4, Cain brought the fruit of his farm, and Abel brought a lamb, and Abel offered that lamb unto God, and God accepted Abel's sacrifice and did not have respect unto Cain's sacrifice. What did Cain do wrong? Now, children church will tell you that Cain brought rotten yams. But I don't think that's what he did. Because nobody in his sensible mind will bring rotten yams to God. Are you getting me? The problem was that Abel had touched something supernatural, and he knew that God will accept a lamb. Because, you see, before Abel came, after Adam and Eve sinned, God killed a lamb, shed their blood, and covered them. As it were, it was a pointer to Christ that it is only going to be by the slaying of a lamb and the shedding of blood that men will be forgiving their sins and they will receive redemption. That was God's will. That was God's pattern. Are you with me? And that was the only sacrifice that God was going to accept for man's redemption. The slain lamb. The blood that was shed. The blood of Jesus Christ. Are you with me? And so when Abel latched onto that, his own was accepted and Cain's own was rejected, because it will not be by your own yams, by your own labor that you will be saved. That was a picture of grace and works. That it will be by the work and the sacrifice of the slain lamb that God will accept for us to be cleared of sins. Are you with me? By the time Abel was offering that, he was agreeing with what God has already done. Are you with me? You know, the Bible says that Jesus was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. So when Abel was offering that lamb, he was agreeing to what God has done. And that was how his own was accepted and Cain's own was rejected. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you say after me, I agree with God. So why must you agree with God? God is not a man. The Bible says, let every man be a liar, let God alone be true. So you must believe that it is God you have come to, and you must align with him. The Bible says in Hebrews 6, 11 verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. So, even though it does not make complete sense right now, if that is the will of God, if that's what God is saying, you must agree with it. Now, my emphasis this morning has to do with the consecration part of faith. Look at Hebrews 11 verse 7. Hebrews 11 verse 7. And this will answer the question Tosin was asking. That is faith all about getting things? You will now begin to see that the life of faith is more than getting things. It is taking the stand that God has taken. Anything that is God's opinion, when you choose to stand with what God is standing for, you are a man of faith. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, everybody read Hebrews 11 verse 7. 1 to 3, go. Now, do you know that somebody can actually be there when Noah was saying flood is coming, and the person says, I reject flood in Jesus' name. Are you following me? The person can say, there shall be no flood, but the power in the name of the Lord will resist flood. The guy who is resisting flood in Jesus' name is out of faith. Because who is giving the warning here? God. By faith, Noah, being warned of things not seen as yet. So if God is saying, I'm going to destroy the world, to be a man of faith is to align with what God is saying. Not what is exactly positive. Are you getting this? And this is where people have some challenges. You are in an office. A man tells you, if I sleep with you, I will give you 500 million. Somebody says, what if this is how God wants to bless you? Is that I don't know if you are following me. This breakthrough you have been praying for, it has finally come. Is that God's way? No. He never blesses by corruption. So faith in that instance will not be receiving that money. You know, who will receive that money and give testimony? Say, I don't know how it happened. You know. But you cannot say it on the altar. I just want to thank the Lord. We're in our office and there's something that just went wrong. But you see, God turned it around for my good. And the church, this is typical church language, like glory to God. And right now, I have bought a house in Metama, 5-bedroom duplex. Can you join me, give God praise, and the pastor will come. Father, we thank you for this house. Oh God, that's not faith. Oh. Are you getting me? Faith is saying, I align to God. Whatever God's position is what is my position. So if God is saying, I'm going to destroy the world with flood, I have to prepare an ark to show that I agree with God. Not be arguing. Do you realize that if when God told Pharaoh that there will be 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine, some people will say it is faith to cancel it. Let's cancel the famine in Jesus' name. Cancel the famine in Jesus' name. If the Lord has told you, pray against it, that's faith. Are you with me? But if he tells you, you can't change, prepare. To be in faith is to prepare, not to pray against it. Are you getting it? You are walking by the opinion of God. Faith is taking side with God. Faith is, tell your neighbor, faith is taking sides with God. Tell your neighbor, faith is taking sides with God. Look at verse 8, Hebrews 11, verse 8. It says, by faith, Abraham, read on, 1, 2, 3, go.
By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should receive upon inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went.
Verse 9. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. If the will of God is that you have to go to a place you don't even know yet, faith is not staying in where you know. It is following God. Because you know who God is. That he is faithful to his promise. You know that God has your best interest at heart. Nobody can understand your destiny the way God understands it. Nobody can love you the way God loves you. Nobody knows the details of your life the way God knows the details of your life. So if he's telling you something that does not look comfortable and does not make sense right now, there is something bigger ahead of you. Are you getting me? Some of you, when God told you to join this church, you were like, this church, this young pastor, don't worry, you will soon see. Yes, you will soon see. Let me show you something. Galatians 5 verse 6. It says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Your faith will come alive the day you understand that God loves you. Can you raise your hand and close your eyes and say after me, God loves me. Do it again with your eyes closed and your hands raised. God loves me. God loves me. God believes in me. God has the best for me. Glory. Praise the Lord. So, faith says you desire what God desires. You don't try to choose your own path and force God to bless it. You see what I just said there? You don't try to choose your own path. Let me tell you something. Okay, I can stand, right? I have seen people choose their own path. Force God. force God. They know that this is not the will of God. God made his will clear to them. God made his will clear, but they forced their way. And there is something called the permissive will of God, where if you keep on forcing for something, after God has clearly made known to you his will, he will let you get it. That's a dangerous place to be, because it's always ending problem. It may not be immediately, but it's eventually. Good example. Do you realize that God never wanted Israel to have a king? God never wanted Israel to have a king. When they came and met Samuel, they said, "We want to be like the other nations, where they have a king that will take them to battle." God told Samuel, "Tell them I am their king." Listen, God told Samuel, "Tell them that I am their king. They don't need to be the other nations." Samuel went and told them, "The Lord says that he is your king, that you don't need any human king." They said, "No, we want a physical king like the other nations." When Samuel went back and told the Lord said, "It is not you they rejected. They rejected me from being their king. So we are going to find a king for them." So they rejected God, but God still helped them to find a king. May God not help you in his permissive will. God still helped them. And Saul, who was looking for his father's donkey, Kish was his father. All of a sudden, God said, "Let's pick this one." And he was made king. That means Saul, David, Solomon, all of that was God's permissive will. It was looking like it was working, especially in the days of David and the days of Solomon. It looked like it was working. By the time they got to Zedekiah, everything scattered and they went back to slavery. Are you guys what I'm saying? Actually, Zedekiah was that king. Hey, Jesus, what I want to say right now, Edipo. See, I pray you will not misunderstand me. Do you remember that king where the prophet went and told and said, "You have pack your load, you are going to die in a few days." And he turned his face to the wall and said, "Oh God, I've done this for you. I've done that for you." And the prophet came back and told him, "God has added 15 extra years to you." Yes, it was Zedekiah. Those extra years was the years he used to take Israel back to slavery. I'm telling you. The permissive will of God is a bad place to be. Where you force. And God has made his will very clear. See, you know, somebody was asking me about something. I posted something on my status yesterday. I said, don't wait until 20 years later that you should never argue with God. Don't wait until 20 years later to learn that you should not argue with God. Because God has not lost time. It's you that has lost time. Are you getting me? Even if what God is asking you to do or the will of God right now is not looking favorable, in the end you will find out that God loves you. Are you getting me? So faith worketh by love. When you are conscious of the fact that you are loved, can you say after me, I'm loved by God. I choose what he has chosen for me. I embrace what he has embraced for me. Glory. Now, there's so much to explain, but I will do fast so that we'll close shortly. Hebrews chapter 11, it says from verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. Now, when it says not having received the promises, it means they died without receiving Christ. Are you with me? Because if you are saying they did not receive the promise, Sarah received her child. Are you getting this? So the actual promise in that context was Christ. It says, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. So they saw the work of Christ, how Christ will set up a new kingdom of God. Are you following me? And they, by choosing to follow Christ, had already confessed that we are going to be part of what Christ is going to do. They confess that we are strangers and pilgrims. Have you ever asked yourself, how were the Old Testament saints saved? How did God choose salvation in the Old Testament? How were people saved? Because Christ had not died. How were they saved? They were saved by believing in what Christ would do in a figure. So when they believed the promises of God, God logically calculated that if this person can believe me like this and separate himself for the world, when Christ will be preached, he will also believe. That's why the Bible says Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Hey, am I on my own? I knew that when we get here, it maybe starts sounding a little bit deep. I'm not trying to sound deep. I'm just, the Lord is strengthening us in Jesus' name. So God calculated that if Abraham can believe for Isaac like this, that means when the gospel is preached to him, he will believe. Are you getting this? So they saw that God was going to set up a new country and already agreed that we are not part of this world. So they had not yet received the full promise of Christ, but they embraced the promise of Christ to come in a figure. And so they confessed that we are strangers and pilgrims. So see verse 14. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they have been mindful of that country where they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Okay, let's jump to verse 23. Good. Should I explain verse 22 or should just move on? It says, by faith, Joseph, when he died, that's verse 22, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandments concerning his bones. So Joseph gave commandment that you should pack my bones so because I know you are going to leave. You see, that was response, the demonstrative response to the promise of God. So even though they were comfortable in Egypt, the promise of God was that one day you will leave Egypt. And Joseph did not forget, even though he was a prime minister, even though Israel was in Goshen, he did not forget. That's a sermon. God may have told you that you are going to do big things for him. Eh? And right now, maybe you got a small job that is paying you well. You got some money and you are doing well. And you have forgotten that God has said you will start up a company. You have forgotten that God has said you will own a conglomerate. You have forgotten all the things God has said because you are comfortable. Faith is saying that even though you are comfortable, you don't cast away what God has promised you already. Are you getting this? If God gave you a strong promise, don't now say, oh, I settle for this comfort and forget about the promise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. And finally for this morning, true biblical faith will cause you to reject some things so that you can agree with God. You will have to reject some things to agree with God. Both good and bad. Verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. Hey! What do you mean by proper child? They saw that God was going to do something with this child. So they refused to throw. They would have just gone to throw the child into the river Nile, and the crocodiles would have eaten this child. But when they saw that this child was a special child, they said, no, I will not just throw him away like that. That's a sermon. Don't just throw away that idea that God gave you. Don't just throw it away. Don't just throw it away. And they were not afraid of the king's commandments. So everybody may give you a wrong suggestion, but you don't throw away what God has promised you. The king told them, we are going to kill that child. But guess what? When you study the Bible, they threw the child into the river, but now the faith made them to know that this child should not just die. So they obeyed, but they put the child in a basket. Guess what? It was that child that was put in the basket, that was the one that God chose. Meaning, if any other woman had decided to put her own child in a basket too, and not Moses, that child would have ended up becoming the deliverer. Sometimes I feel like I'm on my own, but I'll just carry on. And guess what? The child got to Pharaoh's house. Instead of them to kill the child at Pharaoh's house, Pharaoh's daughter took that child and said, this one is my son. And they went and called the mother of the child to take care of her child. And they were paying the mother of the child to take care of her child. May you step into divine orchestrations of blessings.
Amen.
So now, her child was not just protected, she was being paid to take care of her child. Fear will not fear God. Then it says in verse 24. So sometimes, let me just reiterate that. Sometimes you have to reject counsels that come to crush your hope. Are you with me? What are you doing in this city? Nothing is working for you here. Leave this place. But you know in your heart that this is where you're supposed to be. Are you getting me? He said he was not afraid of the king's commandment because he saw this was a proper child. So if God has said, if you have that knowing in your spirit that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, I have a future in this thing. They tell you all kinds of funny advice. Throw it away and stick with what God has said. Are you with me? You are rejecting the wrong counsel. Verse 24, by faith, when Moses was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for it had respect unto the recompense of reward. Verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Amen. Sometimes you have to reject something. Some offers, some opportunities to stand with God, you have to say no to them. That's a life of faith. Taking sides with God. Can you jump on your feet and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say after me, Lord, I agree with you.
Lord, I agree with you.
All you have said
about my life,
I agree with you.